Octa Non Verba is a show that's raw and real, featuring hard-hitting interviews with people that live by the ethos of actions, not words. Marcus Aurelius Anderson is a TEDx speaker, best-selling author, veteran, and leadership and mindset coach. With this show, you get to join Marcus as he goes inside the minds and experiences of the world's most successful warriors, leaders, entrepreneurs, and experts. With each episode, you're going to get the philosophies, concepts, tactics, and strategies these leaders use to turn adversity into victory. Live an extraordinary life based on actions, not words. Now, here's your host, Marcus Aurelius Anderson.
Welcome to episode 200 of the Octa Non Verba podcast. It feels crazy to say that. I started the Octa Non Verba podcast 199 episodes ago on September 16th, 2020, with a goal of using my past experience from podcasts, both as a guest and interviewer, and then couple that with a network that I built over the last 8 years that I've been in business as an author, keynote speaker, executive coach, to have the most powerful, no bullshit conversations around leadership, optimal performance, fulfillment, and overcoming adversity with the best people in the world. So I want to thank you, the listener, for your support in listening, subscribing, as well as sharing and recommending the show to others. Now, I chose the title Octa Non Verba, which is Latin for actions, not words, and you probably are aware of that if you've been listening to me for a while, because it's the answer to the questions that plagues most people in business, personal development, self-improvement, self-leadership, etc. Namely, the idea that if you want to know what somebody truly believes, and listen to their words, observe their actions. And this holds true not just for us as individuals, but as tribes, companies, and organizations. Stop planning, start executing. Don't talk about it, be about it. Don't just sing it, bring it. In short, actions cure all. In this episode, I'm going to highlight some of the most celebrated episodes of Octa Non Verba, as well as make a couple of special announcements. And the first one is the announcement of the Octa Non Verba apparel line, which will be out in a month. And this is the gear that you see me wearing on stage, as well as on the podcast interviews. Octa Non Verba gear is 100% made and sourced in the United States, and the quantities will go quickly once the store goes live. And I'm proud of the fact that they're all U.S. made and sourced, because this ensures that my apparel is not made in a sweatshop somewhere in the world. And for those of you that don't understand, if something is made in a sweatshop for pennies on the dollar, it means the people making those clothes are slaves. They are being forced to do so against their will and are victims of the modern day slavery known as human trafficking in some way, shape, or form. And I could not sleep at night knowing that that's how I was making my money off of my apparel. The second announcement is the release of my second book, Octa Non Verba, Turning Adversity into Victory Through Actions, Not Words. It will be published later on this summer with some additional surprises, so keep an eye out for that. And to stay up to date with both of these releases, as well as future upcoming live events and speaking engagements, go to MarcusAureliusAnderson.com and join the Octa Non Verba Inner Circle for free. And listen, I promise that I will not be spamming you four times a week with a bunch of superfluous content to try to get your attention. Because I hate it when people do that to me, and I unsubscribe and block them immediately. I would not do that to you, the listener. And if you've been listening to Octa Non Verba for any length of time, you've probably noticed that there are no overt club you over the head advertisements by sponsors, which is by design. Yes, I've been approached multiple times by companies who would love to advertise their products, but as is so often the case, I believe that it would affect the quality of the experience for you, the listener, as well as potentially try to limit the things that I can say freely on the show or the guests that I choose to have on. Sponsors want to sell products. And if they think something that I or somebody else says on my show will hurt their sales, they're not going to be happy about that. So I would rather refuse the bait than struggle the snare of such partnerships. By staying independent of sponsors, it allows me the freedom to speak honestly from the heart without compromising or pulling any punches. Also on that subject, Octa Non Verba is not a pay-for-play podcast, meaning someone cannot pay me $1,000 or whatever the going around is to be a guest on the show to try to pitch their product or service to you, the listener. I've worked too hard to build this thing up. I am not going to compromise now. I've also never have and never will pay a guest to be on. If they want to be on the show, fantastic. And if not, no hard feelings. I absolutely understand. And yes, it costs plenty of time and money. And no, it's neither cheap nor easy to have a weekly podcast, build a team to edit and publish the show, etc., which is why most podcast shows never go beyond 12 episodes. Because of our quality and consistency, Octa Non Verba Podcast is ranked in the top 3% of the podcast in the world, according to listennotes.com. I also have one of the best teams in the world, honestly, and I could not do it without them. So thank you for all that you do, team. You all allow me to reach more people with more impact. So for those of you who are asking, if I don't have sponsors and it takes so many resources to create, why do I do this? Well, first, having a quality podcast gives me the ability to have conversations with people that I wouldn't be able to even be on the blip of their radar in any other way. The people I mentioned in this lesson are so busy building and creating, they simply won't have an interview with someone unless it's going to be something that they really enjoy or a deep conversation that's going to be edifying for them as well as you. This forces me to continue to grow and evolve not only as an interviewer, but it helps me connect to them as humans, which creates a relationship that often lasts a lifetime. Having a podcast also makes me continue to push myself to learn and find people that are the best in the world. Knowing that I'm going to have an incredible guest on the show makes me prepare and understand that person's work deeply like nothing else possibly can. As I've said before, without a deadline, time means nothing. And this podcast gives me a deadline every single week. Finally, it gives me a way to give you, the listener, something of quality that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When I have a raw and real conversation with a guest, my goal is to ask them a question or cover ground that they have never covered before. And in the process of doing so, you, the listener, and I get some powerful and pragmatic wisdom that's also entertaining. Now, on to the lessons from some of Octonon Verba's most popular episodes. This is the one life that we have. So are you going to sit there crying about why me or poor me? Or are you going to take everything precious in this moment and make this life worthwhile for your own sake? Sarut Chawla, Octonon Verba, episode 188. On episode 188 of Octonon Verba, London-based psychotherapist and creator of The Trenches, personal growth and development online community, Sarut Chawla and I sit down to have a raw and real conversation about the difference between psychotherapy styles and modalities, the influence of social media, why Instagram therapy is bullshit, and more. She also shares her sights on how her religion, specifically of Sikhism, has shaped her perceptions and the importance of resilience, self-care, and proactive mental health management. I've been an admirer of her work for many years now and thoroughly enjoyed this conversation with her. I highly recommend you check out episode 188 with Sarut. What a lot of writers get wrong is they forget that they still got to be students of life. You still have to live, you still have to observe, and you have to look at things in a way that gives you something to write about. Kyle Creek, aka The Captain. On episode 134 of Octonon Verba, I'm speaking with the captain himself, Kyle Creek, author of Quote Me, Feel Free to Quote Me, and Feel Free to Continue to Quote Me. And in our conversation, he shares the difference between discipline and motivation, what it takes to actually write a book, how to deal with criticism while protecting your own mental sanity, and more. We also talk about why he hates most podcasts and usually refuses to be on them, which is an indication of why you should listen to our interview. Lessons that he's learned from undertaking Andy Frisella's 75 Hard program, which he and I both went through together, how to deal with the victim mindset, how he embraces the possibility of building a new career, and why he never tries to eliminate fear. I highly recommend checking out all of the captain's books. Kyle is as real as they come, and this interview doesn't pull any punches or disappoint. It's full of no BS wisdom, and you'll want to listen to it multiple times. Be sure to check out episode 134 with Kyle Creek, the captain. I don't think that made me a fighter. I feel like I must have already been a fighter to have made it through that adversity. Sylvie Von Douglas Itu, also known better on Instagram as Sylvie Muay. Sylvie Muay has had over 270 professional Muay Thai fights in Thailand, and she's just getting started. Her goal is to reach 472 documented professional fights to set a new world record while doing so. In episode 99 of Octonon Verba podcast, we discuss her approach to meditation, why she follows a low-carbohydrate diet, and how keto has improved her Muay Thai performance, how adversity at a young age revealed who she truly was as a fighter, which is what that original quote was about. And her words that are so profound in this interview are raw and real. If you don't know about who she is or what she's about, this is an incredible episode. She goes very deep in this, and she surprised me with how vulnerable she was. I highly recommend checking out episode 99 with Sylvie Muay. I'm obsessed with understanding and recognizing opportunity and making something that no one's ever made before. On episode 113 of Octonon Verba, Zach Pograb reveals the keys to assessing and replacing the behaviors that can produce the best results in your life. If you listen in with this episode, he talks about how he focuses on writing and creating in a way that's helped cultivate a community of nearly 1 million followers on Instagram, what it means to operate in a flow state, why he's embracing obsession versus passion, how he finds freedom within discipline, and the best advice for navigating the seasons of behaviors to optimize results. Zach Pograb is a former D1 college player and entrepreneur. He had multiple injuries that forced him to take a brutally honest look at his life. To recover, Zach put in the work in the gym to rebuild his body while simultaneously reprogramming and rebuilding his mind for personal development. Something else that he says as a quote in this episode that I think is pretty tremendous is he says, "Just don't waste your life." He asks you to examine who are you giving your attention to and are they genuinely giving you value? In episode 113 of Octa Nonverba, he tells the best piece of advice that he's given anybody regarding social media, the worst habits that he sees continually repeated, and why he cares more about the quality of his content than just an algorithm. Check out episode 113. You will not be disappointed. Zach is incredible. We need to set examples of it not being easy, of what life really looks like. Real life does not look like the fucking Kardashians. Emily Kwok, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion. In episode 139 of Octa Nonverba, we started off season 4 of Octa Nonverba with a bang with Emily Kwok coming in, pulling no punches, telling it how it is. In this conversation, we talk about her definition of what peak performance is and athleticism that has changed over the years for her, why it's important to experience stress and train to handle it, how to create awareness around the different levels of performance that you can achieve throughout your life, and the key questions to ask yourself when determining your limitations. Emily is a good friend and a multiple-time International Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu World Federation champion and mixed martial art veteran. She's also the co-owner and co-head instructor of Princeton Jiu-Jitsu, and she's a peak performance consultant and freelance writer. She is widely regarded as the early pioneer of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in North America. She's also spent the better part of a decade working closely with Josh Waitzkin, training in the field of peak performance, exploring how to manage and induce optimal states in self in real time. If you're wanting to get better in any level of performance, whether it be mental or physical, do not miss episode 129 with Emily Kwok. Anything that happened, whether it's finding my voice musically or growing mentally, came from hardship and adversity. Lee McKinney, born of Osiris, guitar virtuoso, and martial artist. On Octa Nonverba 190, Lee McKinney comes on to talk about his journey from being signed as a professional musician at 17 years old to his journey of recovery from being in a 3-week coma in 2020. Lee and I have a deep conversation about developing unique artistic voice, the significance of discipline, parallels between martial arts and music, the value of quality over quantity, and why adversity for him is a gift. Lee is on tour currently, and he talks about how adversity was the gift that helped him release his best music yet. If you haven't listened to episode 190 with Lee, I highly recommend it. Incredible guy, very vulnerable, does not pull any punches in this episode as well. Check it out. Finally, in this episode, Lee says, you don't really have a ton of options whenever adversity knocks on your door. You can either spin it into a positive or you can crumble. So make your move. His newest single is called Sugar on the Blade, Sugar on the Needle. And his new album is one that you don't want to miss. This interview that we talk about is the process that took him and informed the way that this new album came out. I got to the point where I loved that it was so difficult. Because if it was that hard, other people are going to give up. It's the difference between who's really serious and who is giving lip service. Christopher Summer from Gymnastic Bodies. That was in episode 154, but this is a 2-part episode, which was one of our most popular episodes ever. Episode 154 of 155, the 2-parter with Christopher Summer. He's a former U.S. men's gymnastic coach, and he shares his science behind building a gymnastic body, how he helps individuals perform at a world-class level, and how to stop waiting for others to confirm your success. I first heard of Christopher on Tim Ferriss's podcast and was blown away by his incredible body of knowledge. And I was even more impressed with him after this conversation because in this conversation, we also discuss how he was able to face cancer head on and kick its ass was his verbiage, which I absolutely agree with. If you want to learn more about how to take your body to the next level, go to Gymnastic Bodies, which is his program. Christopher was also one of the original creators, co-founders of CrossFit, but he stepped away from it when he saw that it was becoming more ballistic and dangerous for people. So if you want to hear somebody that doesn't pull any punches, episode 154 and 155 are a must listen for you. I've always had this idea that there's some kind of fate that I'm involved with, that things were meant to happen this way. It's almost creepy, as if I'm imagining some alien life force that's looking down on me and directing my life, saying, this is where you should be. The other day, I was thinking to myself, that is so irrational. You've been keeping this idea with you since you were a kid. It's so ridiculous. It's probably not true. In fact, I'm almost sure that it's not true. You're just imagining these things. But as I continue to dialogue with myself, I think, yes, Robert, that's true. But it's better to have the illusion. It's better to believe in fate. It's better to think that that is the case, because it has protected me and helped me throughout my entire life. Robert Greene, in my opinion, is one of the two most prolific authors of our time, the second one I'll be speaking about soon. And I read his first book, The 48 Laws of Power, 25 years ago, and his other books, Seduction, The 50th Law, Mastery, etc. They've been very influential for me. Robert has been called the modern day Machiavelli, but oftentimes I think that he is given a bad shake when it comes to that. In our interview, we talk about his daily meditations in Zen, and he's done these for the last 13 years and how that's actually helped influence him. We also talk about why Machiavellian manipulation is part of every human's makeup, why recognizing our failures and shadow makes us better people, how the stroke that he had recently and the near-death experience that ensued from it changed his perception of adversity and created new urgency in his new work, and what historical figures that he would love to have a conversation with. He actually mentions two, and they'll probably both surprise you. I also do a companion solo episode after this one that is a summation of many of Robert's greatest works. I go through each of the books that I mentioned and give you a brief synopsis of them. So if you're not the kind of person that wants to read a 500-page book or listen to it on Audible, I give you a short insight into it so that you can start applying that material quickly. If you don't know who Robert Greene is, look him up and check out episode 135 to learn more about him. That episode has the quote that I just mentioned, and I will actually use that quote as part of my new book, Octa Non Verba, because he makes a lot of powerful, profound statements from our conversation. Many of us were taught that when someone slaps you, to turn the other cheek. But this is not always the best course of action. There is a time to submit to being slapped, and there is a time to hit back twice, so you will never be slapped again. If you turn the other cheek because you are afraid to hit back, it doesn't mean that you are morally superior. It simply means that you are a coward. This comes from Thick Face Black Heart, a book by Chinnan Chu, the book that literally changed my life. On episode 28 of Octa Non Verba, this is a solo episode of a Warrior Wisdom episode. I give some of the details and the highlights from this powerful book, very hard-hitting. I talk about what the thick-faced black heart mentality truly means, why some of the bravest warriors were once cowards. Understanding and pursuing our own path and not chasing after the dreams of others, winning through negative thinking, and more. Episode 28 is a great synopsis of the thick-faced black heart philosophy. If you don't have the book, it is out of print, I believe, but you can still get a lot of back copies of it. Tremendous book that influenced my life early, especially when I was beginning to get into the pragmatic aspects of philosophy in my 20s. Truth is not what you want it to be. It is what it is. You must bend to its power or live a lie. If you wish to control others, you must first learn to control yourself. You can only fight the way that you train, and there is more than one path to the top of the mountain. Miyamoto Musashi. Of all of our solo episodes, this has been the most popular Warrior Wisdom episode. It is a deep dive on Miyamoto Musashi, the Ronin warrior that had 61 duels to the death. There's 45 minutes of it. It's got a lot of great material. I put a lot of time into this, and I think that's why so many people enjoyed it. In episode 122, I discuss his book of Five Rings, why Miyamoto Musashi fought with a wooden sword, which many people didn't really understand at the time, how Bruce Lee's five ways of attack mirror some of Musashi's writings. And if you're not familiar with Bruce Lee's five ways of attack, I have an episode on just some of his philosophies as well. And I also talk about the last words that were written on Musashi's deathbed. This is a very powerful episode that has a lot of deep content in it. I had people that were telling me how that they could take just this 45-minute episode and apply it to all kinds of aspects of their life and their business. I highly recommend going out and checking episode 122, Warrior Wisdom, with Miyamoto Musashi, undefeated in 61 duels to the death. The greater the dream, the greater the resistance. Stephen Pressfield. On episode 106 of Octa Nonverba podcast, I talk about Stephen Pressfield, who, in addition to Robert Greene, I feel is one of the most prolific authors of our time. He's legendary, just like Robert. He's written so many books. The book that I and so many entrepreneurs mention is the one called The War of Art. The quote that I read that stuck with me, even when I was paralyzed from the neck down and recovering, was this. He says, "Each of us are born with two lives, the life we live and the unlived life within us. Between the two stands resistance." His understanding of resistance, which is this force that he capitalizes, he spells resistance with a capital R, because it's something that we have to deal with. It's an entity that is against us and tries to stop us from becoming the best we can. That's why I capitalize adversity in all my work, the gift of adversity, my TEDx talk. When I write about adversity, I capitalize it for the same reason, because I feel that what I was facing whenever I was paralyzed from the neck down and flatlined on the table twice, it was a form of resistance, but it was much more aggressive and adversarial. Thus, in my mind, adversity is the bigger, meaner, more aggressive form of resistance. In this conversation, we discuss these ideas of stoicism that Pressfield disagrees with, the barriers that we create for ourselves when trying to go against resistance, how he excavates in the process of writing, why fortune truly favors the bold, and more. And as I was mentioning earlier, there are reasons why I do this podcast, and it's not because I'm getting paid for it, but this is one of those relationships that I was able to cultivate that will last me for the rest of my life. Because of this interview, we connected deeply. I have emails with Steve now consistently, and I go out and see him every time I'm in LA and we have lunch or dinner. And this is an opportunity for me to truly learn from a person that was a hero for me for most of my life. So the idea is to ask more of yourself and to demand more from yourself. Getting outside of my comfort zone to do a podcast was very difficult initially. And again, I did not want to spend all the time and effort that it takes to do it. Yet, just this singular relationship has made this entire endeavor well worth the effort. Go check out episode 106 with Stephen Pressfield. I've talked about a lot of incredible guests and a lot of incredible interviews here. There's 200 episodes from Octa Nonverba for you to go check out. In my opinion, these first 200 episodes have been a joy to do, and they've been tremendous. I look forward to what the next 200 episodes have in store. Thus endeth the lesson. Thank you again for supporting the Octa Nonverba podcast. I'd also like to know who you would like to see me interview in future shows. Email or message me your suggestions at marcusaureliusanderson.com or message me Marcus Aurelius Anderson on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this or any of the other previous 199 episodes, I recommend going back through the entire Octa Nonverba catalog and check out my deep dive interviews as well as my shorter solo Warrior Wisdom episodes. While you're there, hit subscribe and tell us what you think about this episode in a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. This helps us attract more listeners and spread the Octa Nonverba message. Until next time, live a life of actions and not words. Live a life of Octa Nonverba.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Octa Nonverba. If this message resonates with you, please share it out with others on social media. Hit that subscribe button and leave a review for the show anywhere you listen to podcasts. To learn more, please go to marcusaureliusanderson.com and join his Octa Nonverba inner circle to get exclusive content, news, and information. Until next time, remember, talk is cheap. Live your life based on actions, not words.